Hello.
Hello, it's Laura and Simon at the Fringe.
Hi.
This is the end of day one.
Day one.
What have we seen today? In order. So we saw the trench.
Yeah, the trench, which was awesome. I really liked it.
I think we've already talked about that. We've talked about that one already. So see Boo number one. Then we saw
the School of Night.
Which is what?
Improvised Shakespeare and other old English and writing. It's incredible.
It's well good. It's definitely better if you're a bit of a culture vulture and you sort of studied English. But it's on the Showstoppers guys, so it's just like really clever, really, really entertaining.
I wish I could do that.
You can rhyme things.
Yeah, but not well.
Okay. And then we saw The Pin, which is a sketch show from the guys who used to be the Cambridge Footlights.
And probably still are the Cambridge Footlights in all that they do, because all the sketches were pretty much the same.
Yeah, but they're well good sketches, so at least it was good.
Yeah, fine, but it was just a bit like, if you've seen The Footlights last year, then you've seen that show. So, bit of a pointless hour, to be honest.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Scathing review from Laura there. And then
it's just
lazy, though,
isn't it?
Well,
it's lazy.
At least they changed their name. The Flyers were different.
To The Pin.
And what did we see then?
Axis of Awesome. I went on stage.
Laura, was dragged onto the stage to participate and had to be in...
I had to be a panther.
Had to be in a song about a panther. Actually, a puma.
Oh, was it?
It was a puma. You were there.
A panther.
Oh, well, you're typecast as large feline cat. As opposed to canine cats. Anyway, but yeah, Axis of Awesome, good as ever. Poor choice of venue and poor time slot.
Yeah.
They're better later on at night in a dramatic theatre, which lends itself better to Berkhof, which we've actually seen in that venue.
Twice.
So yeah, they probably should have picked a venue with a stage. It was a bit strange.
Like a gig rather than a let's all look down on these people.
It was a bit empty in there. Not in terms of seats, but in terms of atmosphere. Then we saw what?
Pappy's Fun Club. Well, no, just Pappy's now, because one of them left. But still totally awesome. I haven't seen them for 2 years.
3 years.
So it was incredible to see them again.
It was just so funny. It's the sort of show you want to just keep going. And we thought we couldn't top it, but then we saw the boy with tape on his face.
Which is just the best thing ever.
Phenomenal. He's like a 21st century clown / mime artist.
So funny.
Lots of audience participation. And it's probably one of the best endings I've ever seen on the stage. So very uplifting, very surprising, very fun. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
You had a good day?
I'm tired.
Okay, sorry, Laura's going to bed. Right. Night-night, guys.
Bye.